This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A federal trial in Southern Illinois challenging a statewide ban on semi-automatic firearms is set to resume this morning, with more witness testimonies. Yesterday was the first day of the bench trial to decide whether outlawing guns, like the AR-15, violates the Second Amendment. The plaintiffs called Marine veteran Jeff Eby, who testified that while semi-automatic guns are not as accurate as handguns, they can fire more rounds and are therefore better suited for home self-defense.
I would like to see the people of Illinois have an opportunity to defend themselves as the Constitution directs, right? Not be pigeonholed down to a musket.
The law took effect nearly 2 years ago in response to the Highland Park Parade mass shooting. The Sonia Massey Commission held its first public hearing last night in Springfield. Even though commissioners have not been selected, more than 200 people have applied. Springfield resident Ken Pesha thinks the commission needs members who have experienced police mistreatment.
If you're going to have these voices on there, it can't be people that just sat in a classroom and learned about it. It's got to be people that have seen and looked in these officers' faces when they look at us like we're nobody.
Speakers questioned whether any concrete action will come from the commission and whether members of the Massey family will be on it. Sonia Massey, who was Black, was allegedly shot and killed by Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who was white, July 6th in her home. She was not armed. There has been just one cyclist death on Chicago streets this year. That's according to city data. Chicago's Department of Transportation plans to install 150 miles of new and upgraded cycling infrastructure over the next few years. And there's been a push by some officials to decrease city speed limits from 30 miles per hour to 25. Cycling advocacy group Bike Grid Now's Roni Islam says slower speeds could help, but there are still too many close calls.
What I think makes the most impact on making streets safer for people, actually redesigning our roads and building things like bump outs and raised crosswalks that protect people's lives, and those near misses, you know, increase the amount of stress people feel when they're biking, walking.
Since a peak in 2021 of 11 deaths, traffic data shows cyclist fatalities have started to trend downward. The Dixmoor Water Main Infrastructure Improvement Project is now complete. The more than $3 million project allowed the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to install a new pipe and cap existing mains to increase water pressure in the South Suburban Village. Dixmoor residents have had unreliable access to water for years due to aging infrastructure and water main breaks. Village President Fitzgerald Roberts expressed gratitude.
God, excuse me for feeling this way. This is something that the residents have been needing for years. Years.
Government officials said there is a need for ongoing infrastructure replacement projects across Dixmoor, and that the work is not over. Two more things you should know today. A new autopsy report says extreme heat contributed to the death of a man incarcerated at Stateville Prison outside Joliet. 51-year-old Michael Broadway died during a heat wave in June, and advocates say poor conditions and ventilation at Stateville were likely factors in his death. Stateville is closing, and all incarcerated people are due to transfer out by the end of the month. The Illinois Department of Corrections did not immediately comment. City officials will soon start moving residents out of a tent encampment in Humboldt Park into permanent housing. That's after a community of unhoused people, some of them migrants, have been living in the park for months. Various organizations working to end homelessness in Chicago say there have been many hurdles in finding permanent housing for the unhoused. The city's goal is to have the Humboldt Park encampment housed by December. The weather both today and tomorrow is going to be sunny and in the low 80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.